This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. India's drug regulator Friday approved a coronavirus vaccine developed by AstraZeneca and Oxford University for emergency use. Two sources with knowledge of the matter told Reuters the approval paves the way for its rollout in the world's second worst affected country. A representative of India's Central Drugs Standard Control Organization, whose experts are meeting for the second time this week and also considering two other vaccines, declined to comment. Britain Friday began a new year and life outside Europe after leaving the bloc's single market trading rules to go it alone for the first time in nearly half a century. It became reality an hour before midnight, ending the UK's 48-year obligation to follow Brussels' rules. Free movement of over 500 million people between Britain and the 27 EU states ended. More rigorous customs checks returned for the first time in decades, despite the hard-fought brokering of a tariff and quota-free trade deal. Bulgarian truck driver Slavi Shumiakov says he's honored to be the first truck driver to cross the English Channel into France as the new Brexit trade deal comes into effect.
Very happy, yes, to be first driver, not only for New Year, and first driver for Brexit, you know, for the new starting, for UK, blah, blah, blah.
The first ferry from Britain bound for Calais after the UK's exit from the EU customs union docked in the northern French port Friday with three dozen vehicles disembarking in a smooth operation, an AFP correspondent said. The Pride of Kent of P&O ferries docked in Calais at 9:15 GMT, hours after Britain left the customs union and single market in the final act of Brexit. This is VOA News. Fireworks burst above eerily quiet landmarks from Sydney Harbour Bridge to Copacabana Beach as the world ushered in the new year with muted celebrations and said good riddance to a pandemic-ridden 2020. After a grinding year that has seen at least 1.8 million people die from COVID-19, fresh waves of infection have sparked renewed lockdowns and forced many would-be revelers to extend their 2020 traditions of watching events from the sofa. From France to Latvia and Brazil, police and in some cases military personnel were deployed to enforce curfews or bans on large gatherings. Paris and Athens both featured socially distanced gatherings with a virtual concert and light show over Notre Dame in the French capital and fireworks over the Acropolis in Greece. On the banks of Lake Baikal in Siberia, where temperatures plummeted to as low as minus 31 Fahrenheit, around a dozen Russians emerged invigorated after a New Year's Eve ice dip. A Republican senator is criticizing the efforts within his party to disrupt the final certification of U.S. President-elect Joe Biden's victory next week, AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
Nebraska Republican Senator Ben Sasse has issued a pointed rebuke of the GOP on social media, urging his colleagues to also reject this, quote, dangerous ploy. Senator Josh Hawley was the first to say he's going to raise objections when Congress meets January 6th to affirm Biden's victory. Other Republicans are expected to join Hawley. Sasse disputed the GOP allegations of voter fraud in key states and criticized Trump raising more than $500 million for his legal defense when it's really a blank check, calling that swampy politics. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
An Iraqi oil tanker was evacuated after a mine was discovered attached to its hull, the military said Friday, adding that a government explosives team was still working to make the vessel safe. The tanker was located in international waters about 28 nautical miles offshore and supplying another ship with fuel when the device was discovered Thursday afternoon. Eight youngsters died in Bosnia overnight, officials said, with local media reporting they were victims of gas poisoning in a weekend house where they celebrated the new year. Police said they launched a probe after being informed early Friday that several people were found dead in the village of Tribistova in southern Bosnia. Hundreds of agricultural workers were maintaining a blockade of the key Pan-American highway in the north of Peru to protest against the death of three people, including a minor, in clashes with police. One of the victims died while being transferred to the hospital after being held up by the blockade. Via remote, Diane Roberts, VOA News.